Hi gang, Bob Boving here with The Mystery Project and our series Peggy Delaney by James W. Nichol. Tonight, Peggy finds herself caught up in a murder investigation because it looks like her friend Bernie is somehow involved. There's been a communication breakdown somewhere along this line. Romeo Loves Juliet, Episode 8 of Peggy Delaney, starring Kyra Harper.
Hello there. You've reached Peggy Delaney, Toronto Tribune. If you have something confidential you want to pass on, just leave your name and number. The walls have ears. I'll get back to you. If you're calling to give me fulsome, unqualified praise for my columns, please feel free. If you're calling to scream at me, fascist, communist, cop-loving, cop-hating, pro-lesbian, anti-lesbian, crypto-based green swamp pig, go for it. After all, it's a quasi-democracy.
Hi, kiddo, it's me. Why don't you drop around as soon as you can? I've got reporters all over the place. I feel sick. I'm in trouble. Have a nice day. Thanks.
Cinderella cleaning, where every day is wash day.
You don't sound very happy about it.
Why aren't you here?
I just got your message, so I thought I'd call.
Call? Why call? I said, could you come over? I didn't say call. If you called me and said you were in trouble and you wanted me to come over, would I call? No! I'd rush right over to
Bernie.
See you. I wouldn't waste time.
Bernie! Are you all right?
No.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
My books.
I don't see any reporters.
That's because they're staking out my apartment.
Why?
Because, some old fag got murdered in my building today.
Some old fag? That's not a very nice way to put it, is it?
Oh, particularly since I'm an old fag, you mean?
No, idiot. What's the matter with you? Bernie, what's wrong? Now you're going to clam up after I nearly broke my neck getting over here? You look pale. You know, you don't look very well at all.
Thank God you brought some secondhand smoke with you. I should be feeling better any second.
You knew this guy, is that it? Okay. Why are you in trouble?
I didn't know him. I knew him to see him. He's lived in the building forever. Thomas Eckert, retired civil servant or something, in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of our tenants' association for a month or two. But he was useless. He was only there to see if there was someone he could pick up.
And he was murdered. And?
There's a lot of these murders in the high-rises around here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some poor, old, lonely schmuck wanders around the parks and streets, picks up the wrong young guy.
Well, first you sound like you hate him. Now you sound sympathetic.
God help me. I don't want to end up like that, that's all.
But that's not you. You won't.
The kid they've arrested for the murder, he lives at my place.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. He couldn't have done it. There's no way that he'd ever hurt anybody.
I didn't know you were living with him.
I'm not living with him. I've given him a room. It was just temporary. You know, I'm always helping people out. Jesus, half my cleaners are in crisis. Or they're going into crisis or coming out of crisis. You know that.
Yes, I know that.
He's only 17 years old. I'm not like that. I'm not one of these creeps, you know. I'm not a dirty old man. I'm not an old fag.
Cops have been talking to you, haven't they? Doing their number on you.
Nothing I didn't expect.
Mm-hmm. So, your young friend has been accused of murder, and reporters are around the building.
My apartment is sealed off. They're going to search it tonight.
And this kid? Oh, what's his name, by the way?
Simon. Simon DeVries.
And 17.
He was panhandling. It was cold. I said, come on, I'll buy you a hot meal. He just got off the bus, literally, a few weeks before, from some town. He was one of these kids, beat up since he was 12 for being a fairy. He tried to take his own life a couple of times. He has these scars on his wrists. He's like a flame, real brave, and real close to going out. It kind of broke my heart, and so I gave him a place to stay.
Ernie's such a good person.
Yeah, dumb, though, sometimes, about people. Pass the asparagus. This is so good.
Thanks.
When we were living together in Vancouver, before I met your dad, Bernie used to fall in love with some new guy about every 2 weeks. He was a tragedy queen back then. It was his fate. Anyway, I've got to go with him tonight to see this kid at the Don jail. He says he wants me there.
So what happened, anyway?
I told you.
You didn't tell me the details. Was he stabbed, strangled?
God.
It won't be anything I haven't seen like 1,000 times before.
On TV. But this is for real, Amber. Bernie said the cops told him that, well, he was drowned.
Drowned?
Mm-hmm. In his bathtub. He had all his clothes on. Well, except he was in bare feet. Which is sort of curious, isn't it? And he was handcuffed.
What do you mean, handcuffed?
Well, his hands were secured behind his back by handcuffs, and he was lying face down in a tub full of water, dead.
You mean, like, police handcuffs?
No, not exactly police handcuffs, no. The kind you buy in a store.
What kind of store?
Sex store.
Oh.
This asparagus is really good. It's so tender.
And what else?
Oh, nothing, really. Apparently, he had called 911 about 20 minutes before, saying Simon DeVries was threatening to do him harm. But then, when a couple of cops arrived to settle things down, he didn't answer. They got the super to let them in. His apartment was turned upside down, like someone had been looking for something, and by that time, unfortunately, he was dead.
But how did they know to look for Simon at Bernie's? And if he did do it, like the murder, how come he didn't just run?
It's all on the 911 tape, according to the cops. It seems Eckert gave them Bernie's apartment number, and he said Simon had just left his place but was threatening to come back in a few minutes, wanting money or else. After they found the body, the cops went down to apartment 412. Bernie had given the kid a night shift job cleaning offices so he sleeps during the day. He answered the door. Are you Simon DeVries? Yes. That was that.
But that proves he's innocent, doesn't it? Because he was still there. He didn't run.
Or that he didn't know Eckert had called 911.
Bernie's just too generous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've only got him for a couple of minutes.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Bernie.
This is my friend, Peggy.
Hi.
And this is our lawyer, Simon's and mine. J.J. Myers, Peggy Delaney.
Hello.
The newspaper columnist?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good idea? No offense, of course.
None taken.
She's not here like that. She's here because... to help.
Strictly off the record.
I'm here strictly as a civilian. A best buddy. Don't worry.
Right.
Can you smoke in here?
I don't think so.
So, how are you, Simon?
I don't know. I'm sleeping, and then I'm arrested for murder. I'm in jail. I keep thinking maybe it's a dream, Bernie. You know, maybe I'm still at your place, you know? Maybe the alarm's gonna go off.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. It'll be okay. You haven't done anything, and I've got you one of the best criminal lawyers in town.
I like to think the very best.
So, there you are. Oh,
Don't cry, Simon.
I'm not.
Simon, Bernie says you didn't know this Thomas Eckhart.
Well, I didn't. I don't know who they're talking about. I just come and go with Bernie. I haven't met anyone.
Then, when he called 911, how did he know who you were and where you lived?
I don't know.
You're asking questions like he's guilty or something.
No, I'm not. It's just...
I didn't ask you here to ask questions anyway.
This isn't going to work.
Okay. I'll shut up.
Don't fight over me. I'm sorry. I'm not worth it.
Good evening to you, Ms. Delaney.
Hi, Charlie.
And good evening to... Don't tell me. I'll get it. It's okie dokie. I give up.
Bernie.
Oh, you bet. And what can I get you tonight?
Johnny Walker Black on the rocks. Double. Oops. No, I can't order that, can I? I'll have a coffee.
Oh, go ahead and order it.
Okay.
And I'll have a coffee.
Oh, you bet.
I wouldn't have ordered a drink in front of you ordinarily, but I feel these are extreme circumstances.
I'm not a wino, Bernie. It won't bother me.
So, how's everything going with, you know?
Haven't had a drink in 3 weeks.
That's wonderful. Hey, that's just terrific.
Yeah.
So, that counseling place you go to, that Barbados guy, it's really paying off. He must be
I don't go there anymore.
Don't?
No. He got me over the hump. I'm fine now.
Do you think that's wise? I mean...
He was a bit of an ass. He didn't understand me, what I do, how I have to live this crazy business of mine. He wanted me to change just about everything, even coming here to the Blue Moon, for God's sake. Change old drinking patterns, construct a whole new lifestyle. Well, the hell with that. I can stay sober, Bernie, and still be with people I like and go where I want and not change a damn thing. It just really started to bug me.
What's Amber think about you not going there anymore? She was so pleased. She was just bubbling over to me.
Okay,
about...
I haven't told her yet. The subject of this evening is you. You and this kid. Not me. You're just trying to change the subject.
Am I? So, what do you think of him?
He's really sweet. And really scared.
Yeah. You could tell he could never do anything like that. Not in a million years.
Where are you staying tonight if the cops still have your apartment sealed off? Want to stay at my place?
I'm going over to my mother's.
Oh. Bernie.
What?
What do you do for sex?
What do you do?
Nothing much.
Me neither.
You used to run around all the time.
So did you.
We're sad, Bernie. We're old and we're sad. Or maybe we're just burned out.
I prefer burned out.
Do you love him?
I can't love him. He's only 17 years old. I've just been really afraid. I don't want to be that kind of person. It's ludicrous. I'm 40 years old. I've been really scared of my feelings the last little while.
I can tell.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. What?
J.J. Myers just called me. He's been talking to the police.
Hello?
It's me. It's Bernie. It's after 9 o'clock. What's wrong with you?
I'm awake, okay. Bernie?
J.J. Myers just called. The cops say Simon's fingerprints are all over Thomas Eckert's apartment.
Oh, Bernie.
And the cops found something in my place.
What?
He wants me to go over to his office. He wouldn't say.
Nice to see you again.
JJ? I'm just tagging along. Bernie doesn't feel so good about the fingerprints.
Yes, well, sit down, people. Sit down.
I think he lied to me.
I think he did.
Okay. What did they find at my place? What did the cops say?
Well, according to my source in the police department, and it's an excellent source, they found, squeezed between two cardboard boxes down in your storage locker in the basement, a leather hood.
A leather hood?
That's right. As I understand it, a leather hood with no eyes or mouth, used to pull down over someone's head and secure around the neck for lovemaking, so to speak. A restraint, S&M, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it's not mine.
It's not his, is it?
No!
No, no. The police believe, given some of the other leather goods they found in Mr. Eckert's apartment, that it belonged to him, along with two other items stuffed inside this leather hood. A roll of $100 bills, $10,000 worth, and a key that just happens to be a perfect fit for those handcuffs that secured Mr. Eckert's arms behind his back.
Oh, God. Mm.
Mr. Snyderman, I think our case has just taken a turn for the worse.
I couldn't help myself.
What do you mean? You couldn't help yourself.
I needed money, Bernie.
I was paying you. I gave you a job.
I told you I wasn't a good person. I told you. He invited me up there one day, and he offered me money. So I just did what he wanted. I'm sorry. And things got so weird with him, you know? He got so possessive or something. I was disgusted, too. With myself, with everything. It made me sick. So old. So, you know, creepy, you know, Bernie?
Yeah.
I told him I never wanted to see him again. To drop dead for all I cared. He'd call and call. I couldn't even sleep. I had to leave the phone off the hook. He'd come down to our floor and he'd knock on the door. But I never killed him, Bernie. I was asleep that morning. I never did.
Oh, Simon.
Believe me, Bernie.
I'm trying to.
Simon, when was the last time you were in his apartment to leave those fingerprints?
About 4 days ago. Just to tell him to leave me alone, you know?
And now I'm supposed to believe you?
Not if you don't want to, Bernie.
Police found this photograph of you. In his place. This is a copy. That is you, isn't it?
Yes. He took lots of pictures. Gave them to me. I threw them all out.
What's this other copy?
Oh, it's just the back of the original photograph. There was an inscription.
Let's see. For here lies Juliet. And her beauty makes this vault a feasting presence full of light. That was his name for you?
Yes.
Jesus.
Do you know what happened to Romeo and Juliet, Simon?
No.
They both died.
I don't know why you wanted to come down here.
Just to see it. So, which one's your locker?
Just down here. This one, see? Apartment 412. The keys to the padlock were hanging up in my kitchen.
Simon knew?
Well, it wouldn't be hard to figure out.
But there's spaces between these boards. You wouldn't need a key. Someone could just reach in between these slats. Like this. Hide something, like that leather hood, the money and the key. I can reach these cardboard boxes.
Congratulations. But think about it, would you? There's 185 apartments in this building. 185 storage lockers. The killer runs down here and just happens to pick mine. Come on, let's go.
This place gives me the creeps. Always has. Besides, we're on camera. They'll see us.
What? Who will see us?
Well, the cops, if they look, they'll think I'm trying to, I don't know, mess with the evidence.
Well, where's the camera, Bernie?
There. Up there. See? There's one at the end of each aisle. There's a bunch of them.
Did Simon know they were here?
I don't know. I didn't. Not until my lawyer said the cops had taken all the videotapes, and I said, what videotapes? See, I knew there'd been trouble with someone breaking into lockers down here, but they didn't tell anyone about setting up these cameras because they figured whoever was stealing could quite likely be a tenant. They didn't want to tip them off, so they hired a security company on the QT.
And?
And?
Well, what was on the tape?
Oh, nothing, according to JJ. See, the cameras are light sensitive. They only run when someone unlocks the door and switches the lights on. Hmm. It's always pitch dark in here, and you have to turn the lights on.
And there was no one caught on the tape hiding that stuff?
No.
How is that possible?
Good question.
Thanks. And what's the answer, if you don't mind me asking?
No. Well, that Simon was hanging around the building during the day, and that, though they tried to be discreet, he could easily have seen what the security company was up to. So he simply didn't turn on the light switch. He used a pen light, maybe, or found the locker in the dark. Smart.
Yeah. Smart. And how long had that videotape been in the camera?
Well, long enough. They replaced them periodically. They were replaced 2 days before the murder. Why?
Oh. JJ, Thomas Eckert calls 911 and says Simon is threatening to kill him, right?
Right.
But if Simon, contrary to appearances, is innocent, who does that leave?
Oh, another one of Eckert's freaky little friends. Probably had a stable full.
Right. So, you're saying this other guy comes along after the 911 call and before the cops arrive. 20 minutes later. One hell of a coincidence, isn't it?
Hi.
You want in?
Well, it's been quite a while.
Then come in. I don't mind.
No, that's all right.
You don't want to see what you'll look like 25 years from now?
Not really.
I'm only teasing. I'll get out. Okay. I've got a towel. Come here. I want to ask you something.
What?
Suppose I filled up the bathtub.
You have?
Right. And suppose I snapped handcuffs on one of my wrists.
God.
And then reached behind my back and snapped the other one on my other wrist. Possible, do you think?
I guess so. Is that what you've been doing in here?
And suppose I knelt down by the tub, then eased my body over the edge and slid in head first. What would happen? Could I get back out? Even if I wanted to? Do you suppose?
Well, I don't know.
I do. You can't. I tried. When the tub was empty. Held my hands behind my back. Felt like I was stuffed headfirst into a barrel, almost. I couldn't get up. I had no leverage. All my weight was pressing down on my chest. My legs up, my face mashed against the end of the tub, and right down on the bottom. And it would take only a minute or so anyway. So, what would happen?
Mom, this is weird.
I know.
You drown.
That is Thomas Eckert, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kneeling down in front of your locker.
Yeah.
Planting the evidence.
You know, George, my super, he said, what are you, crazy? Why do you want to see the old videotape, the one before the murder? Oh, God.
Thomas Eckert, a.k.a. Romeo. When Romeo thought Juliet was dead, dead to him, never to hear her voice again, or touch, or kiss, he killed himself. This schmuck. He wanted to take Juliet down with him, didn't he? Bernie? I think Simon should be okay now.
Do you? What makes you think that? He'll do anything anyone asks him to. He's all messed up.
Yeah. Unlike you. And unlike me. So, I guess the question is, given that you are in love with him, are you going to be okay?
You have just heard Romeo Loves Juliet, the latest episode of Peggy Delaney by James W. Nichol. In the cast, you heard Kyra Harper as Peggy, Katerina Scorsone as Amber, John Stocker as Bernie, William Colgate as Charlie, Amos Crawley as Simon DeVries, and Martin Doyle as J.J. Mars. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Drago Grandic. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. The associate producer was Leanne McDonald. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. Cassettes of this Peggy Delaney series are now available at all bookstores in your neighborhood, as well as your local library. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.